Such clues were expanded upon by the work of Otto Rahn with further expeditions to Languedoc, financed by SS Chief Himmler. Rahn's work was getting him closer to the location of the treasure. In a letter written to Rahn's close friend, Karl Maria Villigut Weistor, in September 1935, Otto Rahn informed his friend that he was at a place where he had reason to believe the Grail might be found, and that Weistor should keep the matter secret with the exception of mentioning it to Himmler, reported British authors David Wood and Ian Campbell. By the start of the war, Rahn was dead, but his knowledge was kept alive by Himmler. According to author Angerbert, as early as June 1943, a group of German geologists, historians, and ethnologists camped near Montségur and began excavations that lasted into November. This expedition failed to produce the treasure. But Otto Skorzeny, dispatched by Himmler in early 1944, apparently had better luck. The commando force reached Languedoc in early March 1944 and set up headquarters at the base of Montségur. They spent a few days exploring the Cathar fortress and in reconnaissance of the surrounding mountains. They discovered remnants of what had once been a 3,000-step stairway which led from the castle to an exit in the valley below, wrote Colonel Howard Buchner. Skorzeny, disdaining intellectual study of the problem over the treasure's location, set about his work from the standpoint of a tactician. He quickly surmised that Rahn and the members of the 1943 expedition had looked in the obvious and wrong locations. The Germans promptly found a secret path used as an escape route for the Cathars during the siege of Montségur, which ended in March 1244, exactly 700 years earlier. Skorzeny and his men scouted along this path and soon discovered what appeared to be an ancient trail leading into the higher mountains, related Colonel Buchner. At an undisclosed distance from Montségur, they found a fortified entrance to a large grotto. Perhaps it was the Grotto of Bouan, which was the last refuge of the Cathars after the fall of Montségur. Not far from this grotto was the mountain called La Payère. Near the crest of this mountain was another grotto, and in this cavern, it is said, they found the treasure.